And joining us in the you know, Buck, I just realized all of our guests are in studio tonight.
That's nice.
A good deal.
I like that.
That's a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Except, no. Joining us now live in the studio are some fellows that have been with us before, and that is members of the group Too Many Banjos, Mark Gartner, Lefty Johnson, and Matt Mobley. Nice to see you guys here.
Thank you for having us.
Nice to have. Nice to be had, right?
Yes, it's nice to be had, right? Yes, we keep getting had by you over and over again.
Now, you were saying off the air that this is about the 12th, we've been up here about a dozen times. Now, you haven't been on this show that many times, but I think it's been three or four here. Over how long a period?
Okay, I'm not great with this sort of stuff, but I'm going to guess.
I should let you know about this.
We've been playing here for a while, so I'm going to say at least 4 years.
Okay, and how long has the group been together?
I'm going to say 5 years. Is that
and
right?
What's Lefty going to say, and Matt?
Well, I've been with him for about 3.5.
Okay.
So. I'm glad he didn't say 6.
Yeah. Yeah, I think 5 sounds right.
Okay, I can accept that.
Yeah.
That'll work. But now we have some rather sad big news to break, and that is that this will be the last appearance by Too Many Banjos in Grand Marais.
Indefinitely.
Maybe indefinitely. Not we
Who
won't
knows?
Say forever.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the reason being is that you're bailing out, Mark.
You can describe it that way, sure.
I know. It's not fair.
I'm bailing. I'm cashing in my chips. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You're
exactly.
folding the tent, so to speak.
Yeah.
And moving totally. To Washington State.
Yes. Correct. Correct.
Well, and when are you leaving?
End of this month. A little less than a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lock, stock, and barrel.
Yeah, the whole deal.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Well, good to have you here. Nice of you to come in and... Now, what about Lefty and Matt? What are you guys going to do? I heard someplace that you're going to do a Santana cover band.
That's the first we've heard of that, but that's what it takes. I guess that's what it takes, you know.
Have you talked at all about what...
I think we all have plenty of projects.
Okay.
Now, other projects and stuff.
Do you guys play with other groups as well?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have a lot of artists come in and they play with 3 or 4 different bands.
Yeah. This has been... Let's call it the bread and butter of the entire
This is where the big bucks are.
Oh, yeah, the big bucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the man. Bread and butter. If that's the meal you're going for, bread and butter, then yeah.
Yeah, that's the big bucks.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, how about you? You play with other groups as well?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I do a lot of freelancing and stuff in Duluth. And
okay.
Playing lots of bands, so.
Well, let's not spend, well, we'll spend more time talking, but let's get to some music pretty quickly, too.
Yeah.
What are you going to, now, of course, we've got Matt on the upright bass, Lefty's percussion, and Mark is on the banjo and the bazooka.
Exactly, bazooki.
I know what that is. Cut. It was a joke. It was kind of a music.
Hilarious.
Kind
of, yeah. I got it. That's good.
I'm going to give you a mic.
You want to strum my bazooki? Oh, hold on. He's strumming my... Oh, I thought you were going to strum my bazooki. Damn. Okay. No strumming the bazooki. Well, that does sound better. All right?
Go.
Thank you.
Too Many Banjos here on the Roadhouse. How do you, how much of your music, I know I've asked you this before, but we have, of course, large listener turnover.
Oh, sorry.
And a lot of them don't remember, including me. How much of your stuff is covers? How much do you do of your own stuff?
Well, at this point, it's about 99% originals.
Was that last one an original?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
And who does most of the writing of the music in your group?
You do. I would say I write most of the songs. Yeah. Uh-huh. Everybody comes up with their own parts and everything.
I see. Yeah. And so how do you, for the music that you do, let's say that is not, well, of course, that's only 1% at the present time, but how do you decide what kind of music that you're going to do? I mean, I don't know how you would say, okay, Too Many Banjos is a fill in the blank type of musical
great
group.
I would say great.
Great. No question about that.
I can help you there.
But I'm talking about genre.
Oh,
which
genre
is one of my least favorite words. But so, you know, you're eclectic.
Sure.
So how do you decide what kind of music, not only will you cover, but when you write music?
Sure.
What kind of music are you writing?
Well, if I'm writing a song, I tend to be writing for the people that I'm playing with. You know, and if a germ of an idea is starting to form, like we were on a trip recently and I was just playing along with the riff. And I could just tell that over time, and basically that song is just that riff over and over again, that Lefty would come up with some interesting percussion and Matt would come up with an interesting bass line, and from there, at that point, when the song is still being written, I think it's genreless. And then once the whole band comes in together and we come up with the song and the parts, and then the thing is really born and grows up, then we can maybe start talking genres. Like, oh, this is the genre it's comfortable in. But at first, I think I don't know.
Okay.
You know, just exists, and then we sort of mold it from there.
Okay, so if he's doing that, Lefty, and then you're all of a sudden you start to come up with some percussion, and then the next time you do it, is it always the same, or do you change it up as you go?
It changes for a while until I find the one that I really like.
Okay.
And then the one that fits, and
then that's what you stay with.
Yeah, pretty much.
And does this happen in rehearsal? Does it ever happen on stage?
Oh, it happens everywhere.
Does it?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And how about, so what comes first? The notes come first before words?
Yes, for the most part, that's correct. Usually, and actually Lefty pointed out at one point that I tend to write songs when I'm, if I have an instrument and I'm walking around. And I didn't notice that. And then he pointed that out, and then it's kind of true a little bit. So usually it just starts off with a melody. I'll be playing sort of a melody or chord structure.
Uh-huh.
And then, actually, I take that back. Chord structure first, then melody, and then the words sort of, I stumble around with the words a little bit.
Interesting.
Okay,
so you said that you're writing about 99% of what you're performing right now.
Mostly, yeah.
So do you have a discipline about writing, or is it just, okay, just what you said, you're walking around with your instrument, you start playing something, it evolves, and then you think, oh, I guess I better put some words to this.
Yeah, pretty much. I have been writing more on, lately, for some reason, keyboards. So I've been doing that stuff, but when we're together, and if we're away for a couple of days, and maybe tomorrow, if I've got some time alone with my instrument, sometimes a song is plucked. Yeah, this would be like a ripe sort of ground for a song.
It's usually in natural settings too, like out in nature somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Go out for a walk and come back with something.
Do you go out for a walk in nature a lot with
your
bouzouki?
I'll go out for a walk, I'll log on to the internet, and I'll look for a really obscure artist no one's heard of, and then steal the song, and then come back to the band and say, I wrote a song. That's how it happens.
Yeah, well, how would we know?
Yeah, you know. It's great.
Yeah. Really, it just makes sure they're really obscure, though.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
YouTube guys with like 6 hits, you know, no one's gonna know.
Either that or stay obscure yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Either way.
That's right. Well, I would imagine the shock of people who are out for a hike on a nice nature trail in Duluth someplace, and here you're walking along with a bazooka.
Yes. Yeah, bazooki. A bazooka, no shirt on sometimes. And
it's, saying, darn, I wish the words would come.
Yeah, figure it out and go home. Close enough.
Now, I know you said for this group, but how about for the other groups that you're playing, Matt and Lefty? Do you do some writing there, or are you not that?
I haven't done much writing myself. Yeah. I don't. I do some writing at home, but not with other groups.
So. Okay. Well, what do you? How about what are you going to do next?
I'll do another song. Okay, let's sure. do another. Let's do one more bazooki song since it's in my.
So we should let people here. Know in case they have to go okay. somewhere else. You're at the Gunflint Tavern tonight.
Correct.
What
nine,
time?
9 to 12, something like that. Friday and Saturday. Tonight and tomorrow.
Tonight and tomorrow both.
Yes.
Kicking off at about 9.
Yes.
Okay. Proceed.
Proceed. This song is called Blush. The shore that brought me so much joy. Well, you and your skin girl of 12, I was a little bit older. We'd walk along the beach at night, shoulder next to shoulder. Some would come true later, but mostly what we heard it all was silent, nervous laughter. Well, many years have gone since then, but I still blush when nervous. Pretty girls in grocery aisles giving me lip service. Oh, hey, hey.
Blush. So, just to stay with the songwriting just for a second.
Yeah.
Be careful there, Mark. Don't strangle yourself. Oh. You've got headphones on. He's putting his bazooki down.
I thought we were in medieval England there
going
for a while.
For the,
ooh, I like that.
Either that or... Oh, now he's done it. He's all...
Now you've done
he's
it.
He's all twisted up in there, and when he goes to go...
Oh, oh.
Yep, see? Do you write music differently for a different instrument that you happen to be having as you're walking along?
I haven't written a new song on the banjo for Too Many Banjos for probably over a year, I'm guessing, if not longer than that. I've written a couple banjo songs for this other band that we're in, but I mostly, if I'm walking around, it's mostly a bazooki thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm more sort of, I don't know, interested in writing a bazooki song than a banjo song.
And Lefty, with percussion, and you've got a number of interesting-looking devices or instruments over there.
Devices, sure.
How do you decide which one you're going to use, what kind of sound you're looking for?
That all kind of goes back to the... You just kind of play around until you find something that fits.
Huh. And do you generally know this isn't working or this is working?
I usually find out pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
Because the other guys say, wow, that was no...
no, it's mostly in my brain.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe, I'm sure somebody might do something completely different or better or worse than what I do, but in my head, I guess that's whatever makes sense.
Now, what's that? I'm looking at that. It's like a... Nope, to the left.
This
there
one.
There you go.
It's an agosha.
So I'm sorry?
It's like an agogo bell and a shaker, but they call it agosha.
Agosha.
It has a bell on it, and it's a shaker.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Matt, as far as the upright bass, are airplanes a problem?
Big time. Big time, yeah.
You have to buy a separate ticket for that.
They won't let you do that.
Or do you just not fly?
You have to get a gigantic flight case that's about the size of two refrigerators and try to get it on the plane.
How's that work?
I've done it before, and when you show up in the airport with a bass, the people at the
they're not happy.
Desk, they don't even know what to do.
They're not happy.
They call managers. Managers got to call managers. It's awful. Yeah.
Do you travel very much with your instrument on planes?
Not on a plane, no.
For that very reason, probably.
Yeah, I don't ever want to do it again. Yeah. That much.
Yeah, you did once. Yeah.
Now, how much traveling do you guys do with the band?
In planes, very little.
No. Just in general.
In vans.
In vans or however you choose to travel.
A lot.
Do you?
I think so, at least.
It's been near every weekend for the last 3.5 years.
Really?
3-4 days a week.
Wow.
Something like that, yeah.
Now, is music what you all do, or do you have other jobs as well?
I think I'm the only exception, and I bartend 1 or 2 days a week.
Okay.
And
so that's it. No, I work at the Positively 3rd Street Bakery.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did get a job.
Do you guys work with Graham Ray? Does anything get sent up here?
Yep.
Yes, to the co-op.
Co-op.
The bread's at the co-op. That's right. And you, Mark, you're a musician.
Oh, man, I've been trying to think of something funny to say, but I can't think of anything right now.
And are you going to Washington State to pursue your musical, continue to pursue your musical career?
You know, that's a good question. And the answer is, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm very open to the possibility of kind of putting things away for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And then the other day, I even have a thought, like, I don't even need to go to, it's Bellingham, Washington was where I was going. And part of my brain was like, you don't even need to go there. And so the more open things are for me, the better, including the possibility of putting stuff in the cases for a little while and seeing what else is going on. So I don't know.
But that's going to be a big adjustment, I would think, if you guys have been that busy.
Right.
The last 3.5-4 years, every weekend. Right. Now, how far away do you go when you travel? Or do you try and stay within a...
We'll go like 3-4 states out. Mm-hmm. The Dakotas, Wisconsin, Minnesota. We're kind of I would say mostly regional.
Yeah.
We've done a little, we did a few days in Colorado. We've done a few other things, but we try different booking agents too, to try and get us out different places. But it's just, I don't know. It was just really hard to expand further than what regionally.
And when you go to the Dakotas, obviously that's not general, I wouldn't think anyway, for like Friday night.
Yeah, we'll go there. There's this town in South Dakota that really loves us. Aberdeen, South Dakota is a big fan, and they have a super cool community there. And
yeah, it's a nice town.
Yeah. So tiny towns in Minocqua, Wisconsin. We played there last weekend. We had a great time.
I've got a really good friend that lives in Minocqua, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should tell. Well, will you be going there before you?
Last weekend, that was it. Tell them they missed us or saw us.
Yeah, that's the case, maybe.
There's pockets of places, but it was hard for us to expand out further. It's hard to explain why exactly, too. It's just.
Do you do your own bookings?
Yeah, we've tried with other. We tried relinquishing that and
didn't work.
I don't think it works. No. Yeah.
Well, obviously, you know where you go and play, where they like you, and where they want you to come back.
Yeah,
and I would assume those are good places to go.
Like yes, we like those places. Totally. Absolutely. We always love coming up here. They treat us really well.
Yeah. What are you going to do for us next?
You want to do Young Stallions or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This banjo is such a bleeding instrument that I think if I just go off this one microphone,
okay,
it'll... Does it seem all right to you?
A bleeding instrument. As opposed to a bloody instrument.
Right. this is right here? You can't see this on the radio, but right here, this is dead skin.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. I went down to the river to pray. I went down to the river and saw her. Bathing nude in the Halloween hills. Bathing nude and I know she saw me looking down. A shame for her, for me.
nothing fits me like it did. Nothing fits me like it used to. When I was a younger man, when I was a younger stallion like yourself. Full of piss.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you. Do you play any instruments?
I beg your pardon?
Do you play any instruments?
The radio.
You play the radio, the dial, the radio dial?
Yeah.
Was that the strings squeaking I could hear on,
oh boy,
on the banjo that time?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's no good.
Just curious.
That awful hear squeaking
some
sound?
Little squeak going on there.
Some so. Squeak? Maybe no. How I'm holding
that's
the pick.
That's just what a banjo sounds like.
Yeah, it's
yeah, annoying. Exactly right.
I will
particularly
say,
one with dead skin
right,
on
right,
the top. I think that's probably the
and
squeaking.
And sweat rusting from the rust here. The banjo is a really, and when I'm going to say the word difficult, but it's difficult because it's almost to me, I imagine similar to like a violin where it's very touchy. It's very touchy.
It is.
And you have to be, at least from my perspective, really careful with it because it can get really annoying really fast.
So there's a reason why there's many more banjo jokes than violin jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes, I'm sure that's true.
It's tough to listen to all the time. It's tough to just hear it all the time.
Now, when you say really touchy, do you mean it can go out of tune very easily?
Yeah, that's for real. But just especially in recording, just every little like, it's just everything's picked up instantly. Mm-hmm. You really have to make sure you know what you're doing or don't and deal with the repercussions.
Now, Matt, how did you, what was your background as far as music goes? How did you first get involved?
I started playing electric bass when I was young, quite a bit younger, like 12 years old or so. I got a bass because I was at Valley Fair and I rode the Wild Thing roller coaster. And it really freaked me out, and my uncle wanted to go on it again, and he said he'd give me his electric bass if I went on it again with him. So that's how it all started, thanks to Valley Fair.
And your uncle.
And my uncle.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And then progressed to the upright after that.
Yeah, I fell in love with just playing. And
well, you went to school for it.
I eventually went to school for
it. Oh, you did?
Got a degree in jazz studies. Yeah.
Where about?
At UMD.
Oh, okay.
Duluth,
yeah. Holla.
Yeah.
Lefty, how about you? How did you get involved with music? How'd you?
Oh, geez. I guess it was summer of 93 in Minneapolis, out in the parking lot of my...
Ho, ho!
Yep. Parking lot.
We're still talking music now.
Yeah, absolutely. every Sunday there was a van of these South American guys that would pull up and start playing congas out in the parking lot right outside my apartment complex, and I kind of sat in with them, and eventually one of them took me aside and introduced me to a couple of the right people, and they taught me some traditional rhythms and
that
took
was a start.
Some lessons with them, and ever since then I've just kind of been in love with.
Did you still do stuff on those types of drums?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
With the band, we just don't bring them in here because it's a lot to set up.
So, sure,
yeah.
Sure. And finally,
Music. I know specifically when I got involved with music. Sean Flood was playing Stairway to Heaven on my dad's acoustic guitar, and all the girls were looking at him, and I was like,
that was easy one.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that you could play Stairway to Heaven, and I couldn't, like, you could actually learn how to play that song, and then also to see how all the girls were just looking at him, I was like, well, I gotta do that.
So you got yourself a banjo and played Stairway to Heaven.
I don't know how I ended up stumbling upon playing the banjo so much. That's kind of annoying. I don't know why that happened. I deal with that.
Okay, so you play the banjo, you play the bouzouki.
Yeah.
Other instruments as well?
Sure. Some other instruments, guitar and piano and stuff.
What, we'd like to get one more song
from
you if we could.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Sure, we would love to play one more song. We're going to play one more song. And that song is going to be...
What's the Stairway to Heaven.
It's the instrumental.
An instrumental? Okay.
But there's words to it.
There's a lady... Oh, what's the instrumental? Let's see, an instrumental song. What's an instrumental song we could play?
Do you want to do a underwriter or Mark?
Well, maybe. he'll come up with something. I know something. He will. It doesn't have to be instrumental, that's for sure.
Let's see, Looks Like a Movie. It's an instrumental.
Is this an original?
This is an original.
Yeah. All right. Lefty Johnson and Matt Mobley, Too Many Banjos. Guys, thanks so much again for being here.
Yeah, thanks for your support. It's always fun.
I wish we could say we look forward to the next time. Maybe I still can.
Please do. Please say that. Yeah.
We look forward to the next time you're here. Lefty.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys, for being here. Yeah. Once again, 9 o'clock tonight, 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
TooManyBanjos.com. Download all our records for free. TWOManyBanjos.
It is TWO.
As Neil Young says, B-A-N-J-O-A, as he goes, Neil Young just released a version of Oh Susanna on his new record, and he goes with a B-A-N-J-O-S on my, no, B-A-N-J-O on my knee. Sorry. anyway, on our record, we've got, on our album, on our website, we have all the albums for free. That's all I wanted to say.
TooManyBanjos.com.
Yeah. T-W-O.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, guys.